AT&T, visit an AT&T store or go to att.com/TV.
Geographic and service restrictions apply. Call or go to att.com/TV to see if you qualify. Total home DVR functionality is available on up to 8 TVs and requires a receiver for each additional TV at $7 a month. Taxes and other charges apply. Offer ends 11-6-10. Price for U Family TV. New residential U-verse customers only. After 6 months, existing standard rates apply. For details, visit att.com/TV.
Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Scott Eckersley, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. A lot going on at party conventions recently, and Democrats getting together, not just to name a lieutenant governor, not just to hear Virge Bernero's vision for the state of Michigan, but deciding on candidates for a lot of offices, including many that we knew were going to be representing the party. And one of them is the Secretary of State candidate, Jocelyn Benson. Hello, Jocelyn. How are you?
Hi, Jack. How are you doing?
Well, just fine. Your overall impression of the State Democratic Party convention in Detroit?
A lot of enthusiasm, and everything went very smoothly. I think we're a united party coming out of the convention.
And in terms of being a Democrat this time, this year, does it present unique challenges?
Well, I've looked at my campaign as almost a nonpartisan campaign because my platform is about making government work better for our citizens, putting job centers in branch offices, improving the organ donor registry, making sure voting is convenient and secure. And all of those things I think Democrats and Republicans can ideally agree on that we need to see in Michigan. So my hope is and my intention is to get our message out to voters of all backgrounds and political persuasions because when I'm Secretary of State, I'm going to operate the office in a nonpartisan way. I'm not going to endorse candidates or co-chair campaigns or take sides in any political races. And I just want to operate that office almost as a judge, overseeing the political process in a neutral and nonpartisan way.
Do you think that's the way this campaign will work, or do you think that Republicans will try to make this very partisan in what seems to be a year where Republicans are maybe doing more better than you would normally?
Yeah, I think that I could definitely see that argument, but my approach to this campaign and the Secretary of State's office is and always has been very focused on getting our message to voters and talking and delivering our message in a way that is clear and cogent about what kind of services we intend to deliver once we get in that office. I think the thing that excites me most about our campaign is that it's something different. It's something new. Our ideas are new. Our strategies are innovative. They're based on the best practices of Republican and Democratic secretaries of states and other states. And I hope we can all agree, one thing's for sure, we've got to start getting things done in Lansing. We've got to start working together more. And so my opponent and the Republican Party can deliver the message they think is best. But for me, my commitment is to making sure my campaign and ultimately my administration as Secretary of State is one that represents all voters and works for all voters, regardless of partisanship.
There's been a lot of criticism, Jocelyn, of the driver responsibility fee. And
sure
I know
has.
That you want to eliminate that. Can you, first of
I
all,
do.
Can you explain the motivation behind that, exactly what it is and why we need to get rid of it?
Yeah, it's sort of a bad driver's fee. It was originally enacted in 2003 to improve the safety of our roads by making it an additional fine on citizens who are caught driving without insurance or have too many points on their licenses and various other types of violations. But since that's been enacted, what we've seen is the fees are so exorbitant that citizens can't afford to pay $500 or $1,000 2 years in a row if they are found driving without insurance, for example, or have too many points on their license. And so their license gets suspended because they can't pay the fee. And a lot of citizens keep driving on suspended licenses. So the main unfortunate impact of what I think was a good intention, program with good intentions, has been to increase the number of drivers driving on suspended licenses with thousands of fees due to the state, which is exactly the opposite of what the state should be doing in these difficult economic times. So upon taking office in January, I'm going to hold hearings around the state to really investigate the implications of this fee and determine how we can both protect the safety of our roads, but also reduce economic burdens on our citizens. I think we can do both, but we'll begin the process by having administrative hearings around the state and then working with the legislature to see if we can eliminate the fee.
Isn't getting a traffic ticket in Michigan as expensive as it is anywhere in the country? And isn't this double jeopardy?
Yeah, I think the ticket itself should be sufficient punishment for an individual who violates the law in most situations. And, you know, we are known notorious around the country. People have written articles around the country about this driver's responsibility fee as being a notoriously bad and discriminatory fee on our poorest residents. And it's really unfair. A lot of people don't even know about it until they get a letter in the mail that they have to pay it. So I think there's a lot of agreement in Lansing and elsewhere that this has to change in the judicial, the legal community. We all know that it's a bad law, but for some reason it's still there. So as Secretary of State, as the individual who collects the fees, I'm going to work actively to collect stories about how this fee is hurting our citizens, push the legislature to act, and work within the confines of the law in my office to either reduce the fee, stop enforcing the fee or doing other things, stop suspending licenses, doing whatever I can within the confines of the law to lessen the burden it's placed on our citizens. But it's got to go. I think it's time.
Jocelyn Benson, candidate for Secretary of State, be on the November ballots. And I want to ask you about campaign finance reform, Jocelyn, because a lot of people know that something needs to be done, but they don't know how to do it. They're not sure what the process is.
Well, I'm actually glad you brought that up, because my vision for the office as an attorney and as someone who teaches and dedicated my career to better enforcement of election law and campaign finance law, the Secretary of State's office provides a great opportunity for us to better enforce the law and, in doing so, bring in more revenue to the state in a way that will help us cut other fees, like the driver's responsibility fee. So I would like to see a stronger, stricter, more active enforcement of campaign finance law violations, and we also have to deliver and develop new regulations so that we are ensuring disclosure and transparency reigns for corporate contributions, for other types of entities that are trying to influence our elections. Our citizens need to know where the money is coming from and where it's going in our political process. And it's a top priority for me to ensure that corporations and special interests are not able to interfere with a citizen's ability to elect their representative of their choice and for that person to work directly for them.
Don't we need more transparency in this entire process?
I agree. It's absolutely. And I think working with local organizations, collaborating with other entities throughout state government to promote transparency and get those educational materials in the hands of our citizens is going to be key. I'd like to explore how we define campaign communications to make sure that we're capturing communications that are intending to influence elections and requiring disclosure of who's paying for those communications. Citizens and voters are smart, and if we get them the transparency and information that they need to see how their government's acting, they will hold their government accountable. And so for me, my job and my mission as Secretary of State will be to promote that transparency, to ensure that there's disclosure of where the money is in our finance system, and make sure citizens know that government is working for them and that they have ultimately the keys to power in our state. The most important duty of the Secretary of State to protect that ability of citizens to hold their government accountable.
Jocelyn Benson, candidate for Secretary of State in November, and she is a full-time associate law professor at Wayne State University. Jocelyn, what makes a good Secretary of State?
I think vision and commitment to the law is critical. When I wrote a book on the Secretary of State office, I went around the country and spent time with Democrats and Republicans who hold this office in other states. And what they told me universally, more than anything else, was that your job as Secretary of State is to enforce election law and campaign finance law and interpret those areas of the law in a way that protects the security of the elections process and ensures that every voter has their ability, every citizen can vote. In my view, the primary responsibility of the Secretary of State is to guard the democratic process and protect it from outside, external, or negative influences that seek to harm a voter's ability to participate in that process. So it's a beautiful office to me. It's one that I certainly developed a great reverence for in writing the book and working in other states and in this state to improve election law and administration, and I'm excited now to win in November and be a Secretary of State that can take our office to the next level and make it a model for other states as well.
Last question very quickly, Jocelyn. Why are your political opponents so upset about the Secretary of State project?
Well, I think it's a PAC that is, or a 527. It's something that's set in other states. It's a national organization that's set up to educate voters about Secretary of State offices. So you'd have to ask them why they're so upset about it. I know there's lots of entities that seek to work on the outside of the process to influence it. But my goal and my commitment is to promote transparency. It's why I'm proudly disclosing and complying with campaign finance regulations, disclosing the 2,000 people who've across the state of Michigan have given to my campaign and are supporting it. And that, to me, is the most important thing. But I think any time there are entities that support candidates, people should ask questions about them. And I think for me, I'm working to be as transparent and open as possible about my campaign and our
Jocelyn, thank you so much. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you. All right. Take care.
We'll be right back with Kyle Malin, Ebling and You.
Fox News is next. Stay tuned to 1320 WILS for your local Lansing update. And more Ebling and You.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Lisa Lacera. An end to the